This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, and this may be the largest show we have ever done before because there is so much to talk about, so many things to get to. It's going to take only a heroic effort by me. It's going to be able to get all this stuff in here. What, Chris? So let's talk about what's on tap for tonight. I'm going to address these deportations, the judge trying to stop it. I'm going to get there in a roundabout way in the beginning, so stay with me. We'll talk about that. We're going to talk about attacking the Houthis. We're going to talk about the auto pen, Biden's signatures. Are the pardons really voided? We're going to talk about them looting the Treasury with your money. That, what is the economy? The communists believe they only have a messaging problem. Once again, hint, hint. And the ongoing Democrat civil war. All that, emails, and of course, Medal of Honor Monday coming up 1 hour from now. All that and more on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Before I get to all the other things, this is going to come back to the judges, the blocking of deportations and things like that. I need to talk about a couple things that'll sound disconnected, but they are not disconnected, so you're just gonna have to hang in there for a second. First, remember, they are not liberal on the left, progressive, Democrats, any of the words you use to describe them. When you use those words to describe them, that's fine. Use whatever language you like, but keep in mind, they are communists fighting a revolution. And this is going to be important for these judges and deportations. So remember, a revolution, that's what they are fighting. And that's how they see themselves. The image they have presented to you and the language they use to describe themselves is all a lie. It is a mask they wear because they understand if they take the mask off, you will be mortified beyond belief. Mortified. They are revolutionaries. So why wear a mask? Why fight the revolution? They believe Western civilization itself, beyond just America, all Western civilization, all the power structures we have, everything we know is evil and wrong. It must be burnt down. So they are here among us with matches and gasoline, trying to burn it down. They understand they at least need you to be naive about that. If anything, they want you helping them. But if they can't get that, they want you to be naive about that. And that's why they wear the mask. That's why they call themselves Democrats and progressives and liberals. But in the end, it's about destruction and hatred and burning. Now let's talk about illegals and criminality in general. Because a judge, not in some foreign country, not in some book you read about, not on a Netflix special, right here in the United States of America, a judge did everything he could do in his legal power to ensure that rapists and murderers will be able to rape and murder you, your wife, your daughter, and your mother. The Trump administration loaded up 250 of the worst people you've ever heard of in your life. If you'd like a preview of it, it's available online. Bukele in El Salvador, he did a little video out there so you can actually look at these people with the tattoos on their faces. You're looking at, look at their rap sheets. Child rape, torture, aggravated kidnapping. We're not even talking about basic illegals. We are talking people who live and die to hurt people. And Democrats brought them into your country on purpose. And a judge tried the best he could to bring them back here so they can continue to rape and murder you. How could they be that evil? Why? Because, well, I'll explain it this way, because I've explained this a bunch of different ways. Here's a new analogy for you. Why do communists love violent crime during the revolution phase? Why did Lenin open up the prison doors? Why did they then, after that, instruct the judges to protect the violent criminals and prosecute the civilians? Why do they like that? Well, let me explain. Let's say you have a family. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But let's say you have a happy family. Wife, husband, we'll make it two kids. Wife, husband, two kids. And let's say you are a strong, close family. Every family has their problems, but let's say you get along. You laugh with each other. You vacation with each other. You talk. You eat breakfast together. You go to church together. You pray together. You are a strong family. Close. That's what you are. Now, let's say I want to break your family up. Remember, I'm trying to burn everything down. Your happy family, you're so close. I want to break it up. Well, I don't know whether or not I could be successful, but here's what I do know. If I was to take the worst, meanest dog in the history of mankind, maybe it's a dog that's been trained to bite people, a dog that tears everything to bits. If I could introduce that dog into your home, I'd probably use your values against you. Hey, look at Muffy. He's been mistreated for 5 years. I know he looks a little mean, but don't you want to help Muffy? Hey, Muffy's right here. Look how cute. Look at him. Don't you want to snuggle with him? If I could find a way to introduce that dog into your home, would it break up your family? No. You're a close family. Do you think it would cause tensions that weren't there before? Your close family that got along? Next time you're sitting around having Bible study, you look up and the dog is eating your sofa. The husband gets home from work, walks in the door. Wife is crying because she just got back from the ER because Muffy bit your kid's hand so bad he needed stitches. Have I introduced something into your home that even if it doesn't break it up, have I made your family unit weaker than it was before by introducing a violent bit of chaos into your home? Of course I have. That's why communists, that's why communists love violent criminals. That's why they've spent millions and millions of dollars to put into place district attorneys who will allow violent criminals out of prison, and they'll try to send Daniel Penny to prison for trying to stop them. And that's also a key reason why the Biden administration brought in as many barbarians from around the planet as humanly possible. It wasn't that they allowed them in here. They brought them in as fast as they could. Remember what we found out last week? They even had their hands on the most violent scumbags, claimed they arrested them, and then let them go. They even lied to you and acted as if they were doing their job, but they took that violent dog and sent him into your house to rape and murder as many of you as they possibly could. Why? That's how you shatter a nation. It helps you create a revolution. It helps you shatter a nation. Violent crime, rape and murder helps you shatter a nation. You can break apart a close country if you do enough of that. So that's why they want them here. You understand? Now let's set that aside for a moment. I know you're already there on that. And look, here's a headline to make my point. Immigration accounted for all U.S. population growth in the year 22 and 23. The Biden administration brought in so many people from around the globe, it accounted for the entirety of our population growth. Now, let's set that aside. We'll come back to that because it'll matter for the judges and how we're going to have to act going forward, how the Trump administration is going to have to act going forward, and what you and I are going to be okay with. Set aside the immigration thing for a moment. Let's talk about this. You know, I have two sons. I'm going somewhere with this. Stay with me. You know, I have two sons, James and Luke. Now, they're old enough, and they're huge now. James is like 6'4". He's like 6'3", 6'4". So they're 16 and 14 now, so this doesn't apply anymore. But one time when they were younger, Luke, he was about 7 or 8 years old, he was going to a birthday party at an arcade, one of those public arcades. You know what I'm talking about. Every kid loves an arcade. And as I always did, I pulled him aside before he left, and I said, hey, you are with a friend at all times. You go to the bathroom. A friend or an adult is there with you. You know, there were chaperones. I just wasn't part of it. You will watch out for your friends. I gave him the real lecture as if there's a child predator there. And he looked at me and he said, because he didn't understand, he said, Dad, why are you worried about that? This is an arcade. No, we're not going to prison. And I said, son, where do you think the child predators hang out? And you could tell a light bulb went on. Now, I'm going to make that about our immigration judge problem. I'll explain in a moment. Before I explain that to you, you know how often children are poisoned and destroyed on college campuses in this country? And yet, Hillsdale College stands out amongst all of them as the place you can safely have your kid get an education without having their mind completely poisoned. Isn't that wonderful? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could give a Hillsdale education to everybody? Well, we kind of can. I don't just mean kids either. I mean you, me, everybody. Hillsdale's offering more than 40 of their courses for free online. They don't want all that wisdom to stay in-house. They want you, your wife, your husband, your kids, your mom to learn about the fall of the Roman Republic, the history of the ancient Christian church. They want you to learn more about C.S. Lewis, the Constitution, free. Go to hillsdale.edu/Jesse. That's where you enroll. There's no cost. Do it as a family. hillsdale.edu/Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, an amazing Monday, Medal of Honor Monday, coming up about 45 minutes from now. There's so much to get to, but we're talking about all kinds of things. If you just now joined us, you're going to be a little bit confused. Just know we were discussing why communists fill up countries with violent criminals. And then I finished it off with this little story that I'll repeat again really quickly. My youngest boy, at one point in time, was heading off to a birthday party, 8 years old, at an arcade. I was giving him instructions on how to keep him safe from any kind of dirty pervert who may be there. And he asked me why. He didn't understand. He said, Dad, it's an arcade. Why would a bad man be there? And I said, son, people who prey on children, where else do you think they would be? So let's talk about where I'm going with that. Let's do a little mental experiment. If you're not driving, close your eyes for me real fast. Now, we'll do a little psychiatrist thing. When I say a word, what's the first image that pops into your head? American communist. What popped into your head? What do they look like? Chris? Corey? Chris, what do they look like? Chris said Chuck Schumer. Corey, what do they look like? Corey said, animals in the street. When we think about American communism, it's actually, thanks, fellas. We didn't even plan that. Maybe you think about AOC, Chuck Schumer. Maybe you think about some climate change nutter super gluing his hand to the counter in Starbucks, or some Black Lives Matter dork running out of Foot Locker with a new pair of Jordans on, or you know, pick your street animal. Maybe that's what you picture. And that's fine. Those people are despicable communists. But you know what I bet you did not picture at all? A judge in a black robe. Now, I know you know there are terrible judges. I know you know there are communist judges. I'm not insulting your intelligence, but that's not what you picture when I say American communist. It's not what you picture at all. There's a certain level of elevation. Even if you despise the judge, there's something to that, a certain amount of respect you at least assign to the position. That's a judge. And even if she's left or he's left, or even then, of course, they went through law school. Of course, it's human nature. I do the same thing. You don't think about a judge. But just like me talking to my child about the arcade, about where you would go if you're a child predator. Every day we open up a headline and we find out this, oh my gosh, this child predator was a teacher. This child predator was a youth pastor. This child predator was working at the arcade. And we're always shocked by that. I can't believe it's a teacher. Where else would the child predators go? Well, let me ask you something. If you're a committed communist, where can you move the revolution most forward? By gluing your butt to the counter at Starbucks, or by putting your way through law school, putting on a black robe, and ensuring that the savages get to remain on the streets of the United States of America? We assign a certain level of respect to American judges, a level of respect we should not, because they are the wall, the shield protecting American communism. Protecting the revolution, ensuring that even if the revolution isn't moving forward, nobody's able to hold it back. That actually brings me to Bukele. Bukele, don't worry about it if you don't know who it is. He's the head of El Salvador. So I'll give you just a very, very, very brief little history on him and El Salvador and what it was like. El Salvador was one of the murder capitals of the world, one of the most violent places in the world, and I don't mean in ancient history. 6 years ago, 7 years ago, a horrible, horrible place. Bukele runs for office, promises to stop it. Bukele gets into office and tries to attack this gang, murderer, rapist problem he has as a country where his people are being pillaged, his country is being pillaged. And right away, he gets success almost right away where he reduces it. If I remember right, I think it was by 50% the first year. It was incredible, an incredible turnaround. But obviously, as one of the murder capitals of the world, 50% isn't near far enough. You've got a lot more murderers to get off the streets, so you got more work to do. Bukele discovered something. I'm not saying he discovered after he became president. He probably already knew, but he discovered something somewhere along the way. It wasn't just the animals in the streets, the ones with the knives and the guns and the tattoos on their faces. The animals in the streets remained on the streets because the judicial system of El Salvador was so evil and corrupt, they actually viewed their job as protecting the murderers and rapists from the authorities. It was so bad, it was so pervasive in El Salvador that he essentially had to remake their legislature. I'm just going to call it Congress. It's not what they call it, but he essentially had to remake their Congress in order for their Congress to pass laws to replace their Supreme Court. He had to replace the Supreme Court of his country because the Supreme Court of his country was working with the murderers to destroy it. Here he was at CPAC talking about it.
And when they cut half the people...
That's the wrong button. He doesn't sound that way at all.
We did the unthinkable to cleanse our society. We arrested the terrorists, but we have to remove corrupt judges and corrupt attorneys and prosecutors. These corrupt judges and prosecutors were setting the gang members free. And it wasn't just the gangs.
He had to replace the judges in order to save his country. One of the safest places in the Western world now. We'll finish that thought in a moment. Before we finish that thought, you need to replace some dirtball at your job. I mean, some dirtball who works for you. You know who I'm talking about. There's somebody who works for you, who holds you back, who creates headaches. When you come home to your wife, when you come home to your husband, the person you complained about, I can't believe what Chris did today, because that person's name is probably Chris. You need to find somebody better. And I know what you're thinking, Jesse, that's easy for you to say. Well, it's easy for everybody to say because of ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is where all the great employees already are. And you will get a result quickly. 4 out of 5 employers who post get a quality candidate the first day. Stop settling for that headache who has you bashing your head off your desk all day long and replace them. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse lets you try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stalky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Monday. Don't forget, you can email us your love, hate, death threats, whatever else you'd like to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Back to what we were discussing here. How did El Salvador go from being one of the murder capitals of the planet to being one of the safest places in the Western world? I'll be frank with you, my wife and I have discussed taking a little vacation down there. That 10 years ago, you would never have done that in a million years, take your life in your hands. Now, you can eat off the freaking sidewalks. How did that happen? Well, yes, Bukele got elected, but it goes so much deeper than that, you see. He had evil members of the judiciary in his country as well. And that wall, that shield protecting the criminals, had to be removed or El Salvador could not be saved. Today, El Salvador, clean as can be. Now, let's talk about where we're at here. I wanted to say all that to talk about where we're at here, what happened with the judge, and the things we might have to do going forward. I know you already know the story, but just in case you've been out, maybe you've been gone for the weekend, Trump loaded up 240 people onto a plane bound for El Salvador. These 250 people were the worst of the worst. Like I said, you go look at video of them if you'd like. All you have to do is look at them and you know. We're talking people who believe in macheting people to death. That's who these people were. He loads them up on a plane and he sends it to El Salvador. Why El Salvador? Well, Bukele created this place. I call it CECOT. I don't know exactly how they pronounce it down there. It's C-E-C-O-T, stands for something about terrorism, whatever. It's this intense prison system there that is, you should see the military presence on it. They load these guys up into cages. They are locked down all day long. They have no freedom, no nothing. They took all their worst murderers and they threw them in this cage, and voila, El Salvador is free. Well, Bukele struck a deal, very smart for both sides. He struck a deal with the Trump administration. The deal was this: we would pay him to take our worst people and put it in CECOT. Now, remember, we actually save money. It's one of those rare deals that works great for everybody. It costs us less to give them to him. And for him, because El Salvador is obviously much poorer, he actually makes money on the deal. We save money and he makes money and we get these horrible people out of our country. It's one of those win, 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 win. It's all wins going around. Everybody wins. They get sent to this place where violent criminals are terrified. They're terrified of having to go there. They get sent there. Everybody wins. So we strike a deal. We put 250 of them on a plane and we ship them off. As the plane is in the air, I'm not exactly sure where in the air it was. As the plane is in the air, an American communist masquerading as a judge went out there and declared that the plane has to turn around and the rapists and murderers have to be returned to the United States of America where they can rape and kill your mother. That's what an American communist judge did. The Trump administration, to their credit, ignored it. Plane dropped off the crooks. They are currently rotting away and will very likely never breathe free air again. And the Trump administration, again, to their credit, has said more are coming. Holman flat out said
going it. Against the judges now. What's next?
Another flight. Another flight every day.
The flights are going to continue. Now, all that we got. But what you have to understand is this. These people, they don't say and do the things they do because of Donald Trump. They don't say and do things like trying to stop these deportations just because Trump likes them. That's not true at all. They say and do these things because they're trying to burn your country to ash. And they put these judges into place as some sort of a backstop, so just in case someone like Trump gets elected, he won't be able to get the rapists and murderers out of your country that you want out of your country. The American media, of course, joins in on all this. This is Jonathan Carl.
We are told a calculated decision to ignore the judge's directive. The hearing on this is rather extraordinary. The hearing on this had already started before those planes took off. It was before the judge actually issued the order, but it was after it was quite clear the judge was skeptical of the use of this 1798 Aliens Enemies Act. By the way, that is an act that is only been used three times in all of American history. So the judge was clearly skeptical of it.
Why is Jonathan Carl upset? Because the law hasn't been used very much? Or, as this reporter said, because it's so old?
You say to those who claim you're using a 200-year-old law to circumvent due process.
Is that reporter upset about the age of the law? Is Jonathan Carl upset about how few times it's been used? Well, do keep in mind, these are all the same people who didn't say a word when Democrats dug up the 30-year-old FACE Act to justify chasing down pro-lifers across the United States of America, many of whom are still rotting in cages. So it's not the law. It's certainly not the age of the law. It's not how many times the law has been used that has them upset. What has them upset is all these barbarians. This rabid dog we need to break up your family. We need him to stay in there. We need him to stay in your house and break up your family. These barbarians, we need them to stay in America. But what we're talking about here is the judges themselves. Something's going to have to be done. That's all there is to it. Now, what that something is, I don't know. Ideally, you would have a Supreme Court step in, last week when they had a chance to, you would have a Supreme Court step in and say, no. We're not going to have judges take over the office of the presidency and stop everything he's doing. That's overstepping your bounds. But of course, Amy Coney Barrett and John Roberts are both worthless, traitorous losers, so that's not what they said. So where does that leave us? Well, it leaves us with uncomfortable choices, doesn't it? You see, we can listen to the judge. We can abide by the court order. Yeah, that's what the law says. And we can lose our country. Or we can take drastic steps. How drastic? What am I talking about here? Well, I'll tell you this. Ignoring a judge like this, that's the bare minimum. And I'll tell you what I didn't like. I actually didn't like what I heard from the Trump administration giving out excuses. Now, I just want you to know, we didn't ignore the court order. The plane was already in the air. We didn't ignore the court. We can't have that. The judge is going to have to be ignored at a bare minimum, all of them, or we can't save the country. And if we want to take it a step further, it's time to start arresting some of these judges. I don't care what your role is. If you use your position to try to keep violent criminals on the streets of America, you cease being a judge. Now you're a domestic terrorist. And now you should be treated under the law. And maybe that sounds like it's way too far to you. That's fine. I get it. It sounds so extreme. I get it. Bukele had to replace his Supreme Court to save his country. If he'd done it the right way, well, you can't walk the streets of El Salvador without somebody cutting your head off. When you get to a place as a country where you're this sick, the treatment options are limited. It's up to us to do something about it. I'll put my finishing touches on this in just a moment. Before I do that, I do have to inform you of something that happened. My mom's down here now. Her two dogs are down here now, two yellow labs. And so they went over to a neighbor's house because the dogs love to swim and the neighbor loves dogs and the neighbor has a pool. Well, Fred was brought over there as well so all the dogs could get along. Two yellow labs went into the pool. Fred got too scared of the water, and he just sat on the side of the pool whining and whimpering the whole time until the dogs got out. You wonder why I have to give Fred Rough Greens? It's because Fred has a nervous stomach, and if you don't give Fred Rough Greens, then Fred has digestive problems after every meal. But luckily, the all-natural nutritional supplement Rough Greens, it has probiotics on top of all the vitamins and minerals and omega oils, and Fred's still a nervous wreck. Certainly around the pool, which I don't know how that's possible, but at least his stomach is okay now. Free Jumpstart trial bags. Start getting a healthier dog that lives longer. 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday. I'm going to move off this subject here in a moment because it's just too much to get to. We have to talk about the Houthis, the people we're shooting missiles at as we speak. Yes, I'm going to talk about the Joe Biden Otto Penn stuff and Trump's statement on how all the Fauci pardons are null and void and so many other things. But yeah, I have so many emails on this. And hey, Jesse, if I'm remembering correctly, didn't Obama fire and replace federal judges when he took the presidential duties? Am I wrong? Your talents make me and Rush Limbaugh happy. That's awesome. His name's David. Okay, no, he didn't replace the federal judges. He replaced the U.S. attorneys. Bill Clinton did the same thing, replaced the U.S. attorneys. Now, that's a bare minimum. Replacing the U.S. attorneys is a bare minimum. But America's judicial system has been taken over by committed communists who went to law school. Now they masquerade as judges. This leaves us in a situation with only bad choices. And don't let the Marvel movies fool you. Don't let the world dumb down history and how life is for you. Oftentimes in life, human beings are presented with only bad choices. And you're forced to sit there and figure out what's the least worst option. That's a great point, Chris. Look at Syria. Yeah. Do I like Assad? Well, no, he's kind of a murderous dictator. But the alternative is kind of like Al-Qaeda. And that's life. Life isn't a Captain America movie. That's life. The Trump administration is going to have to make a decision. If the Supreme Court does not step in, and I don't know whether or not they will. Everyone keeps telling me, oh, they're gonna. Well, we're 50 days into the presidency. How much longer do we have to wait? If the Supreme Court does not step in and stop these judges from what they're doing, then the Trump administration is going to have to begin ignoring them, like, now. Oh, you can't do that. Of course you can. Who says? What is that great Andrew Jackson line? The judge has made his ruling. I'm paraphrasing. The judge has made his ruling. Now let's see him enforce it. Essentially, what you going to do? You made a ruling. I decided no. Now, those of us who believe in the rule of law, who want to live in a country with a constitution and the law, and we want to live in a just place, we run into a situation like this, and it makes us uncomfortable. Are you squirming in your chair? Are you even saying things to yourself like, wow, that opens up a whole new can of worms that takes us down a dark path? You're not wrong. I'm not telling you you're wrong about any of that. It does open up a whole new can of worms. What if they ignore our judges? What if they? I know. I get it. But there aren't great solutions when you have judges in the country trying to burn down the country. That puts you in a situation where there are only bad solutions, especially if you have a Supreme Court that won't step in and stop the nonsense. And rest assured, these people, this is bigger than just America. The communists of Western civilization are using immigration. They're using mass immigration to destroy every single country they take power. Conor McGregor, that UFC fighter, happy St. Paddy's Day, by the way. Conor McGregor, that UFC fighter, He actually spoke at the White House today about what they're doing to Ireland. Don't think this is just us.
What is going on in Ireland is a travesty. Our government is the government of zero action with zero accountability. You know, our money is being spent on overseas issues that has nothing to do with the Irish people. The illegal immigration racket is running ravage on the country. There are rural towns in Ireland that have been overrun in one swoop, that have become a minority in one swoop. So issues need to be addressed. And the 40 million Irish Americans, as I said, need to hear this, because if not, there will be no place to come home and visit.
This isn't something unique to America. In the UK, they're destroying that wonderful country that I love so much. You know that I've admitted that to you. I can't help it. I love England. I think it's awesome. I think their history is awesome. They're destroying it with immigration. Ireland, they're destroying it with immigration. France. I remember when I got stuck there at Christmas time and we had a couple days. Ab and I had a conversation with our waiter one night, and we were trying to figure out, hey, where's safe? Where is it safe here? Where can we take the kids? Where can we? And he said, well, you're fine, you know, right here, here, and here. He had a map. You're fine here, here, and here. And we noticed there was one area he definitely avoided. It was up north, by the way, in case you're wondering. And we said, well, hey, well, what about up here? He said, oh, you can't go there. We said, why not? He said, well, there aren't French people up there. That's a place you can't go anymore. France, Germany, Sweden, you name it, except for Poland and Hungary. It's just about all of them. Western civilizations, communists, have committed themselves to using their power, whatever power they have, be it a presidency, legislature, judge, whatever it is. They have completely committed themselves to flooding their countries with as many barbarians as humanly possible. And they will not be dissuaded, and they will not stop. And that leaves us on the right, wherever you're on the right. If you're in Canada, you're sitting there nodding your head or saying, hey, us too, Canada too. It only leaves you with bad choices if you're on the right. Once you start sharing a home with somebody who wants to burn it down, if you desire to save it, you don't have great options. The options are all uncomfortable. The options all suck. You've got to figure out which one's the least bad. The Trump administration has got to make a decision. They can either choose to ignore these judges. If I had my way, they'd be arrested, but they can either choose to ignore these judges, or the judges that are put into place will stop anything meaningful in this entire 4 years will be for nothing. It's up to them. Do they have the stomach for it? I don't know. We shall see. Let's move on. Let's do Medal of Honor Monday, the Civil War, and the Democrat Party. Who are we firing missiles at right now? All that and so much more still to come. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.